Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy with Andy Hart from Patriots Football Weekly in the wake of the annual season ticket holders practice at Gillette Stadium. And as you can see in here in the background, still a lot of autograph seekers, Andy. An exciting night for the fans, even if it was a light night for the Pats.
Yeah, no question. Great crowd. The whole lower bowl was filled. They were noisy from the get-go. You know, Brady comes out on the field, you hear loud cheers, then those Brady chants that we've been accustomed to all of camp. And, you know, it's just sort of that next step. It amps it up. Even though there's been great crowds out on the practice fields, it's different in the dark, in the stadium, under the lights. As Jabal Sheard said, it's sort of that next half step towards a preseason game.
Brady was, for the most part, a bystander watching Jimmy Garoppolo, who got the vast majority of reps. What did you see from Jimmy?
I thought Garoppolo struggled a little bit tonight. I thought, as we've seen at times in camp, held on to the ball a little too long, needs to continue to get quicker reads, quicker release, be maybe more decisive. You know, there was an out on the sideline to Aaron Dobson where it's that old cliche. He sort of waited for him to break the out rather than throwing to the spot where he knew he was going to be. It's reps. It's a process. You know, I thought it was interesting. Somebody just asked LeGarrette Blount about Garoppolo, and he said he's going to be good. Okay, I'll take it.
While he certainly was good with a long ball down the left side for the play of the night, connecting with Josh Boyce. Boyce, a guy, is in his third year with the organization. Last year, mostly on the practice squad, active late in the season. Where's Josh Boyce right now in this wide receiver competition?
You know, it's interesting. I think coming into camp, everybody says, well, he was on the practice squad. He's probably sort of fighting for his life. And then Brian Timms is banged up, and you have some other stuff, and you say, well, Edelman's not out here as the depth of the receiver position. And he does. He flashes every once in a while that deep speed. And tonight he ran under that ball for that deep play, beating Jimmy Jean. And you say, well, that's what you want him to be. Can he put some of those together, do it more consistently? But, you know, if Timms misses any significant period of time, Aaron Dobson is fighting for a roster spot coming off a slow second season, you know, Boyce might still be in the mix.
And Boyce is a guy who has returned kicks as well in the past. And speaking of special teams, a lot of work for those units this evening in every phase of special teams.
Yeah, no question. Traditionally, every practice has one segment. You know, kick return is the thing they do that day. Today, it was everything. Free kicks coming off of safeties. You know, plenty of reps on the new PAT distance, which I thought was interesting just seeing that in the stadium. The return men, Travaris Cadet, James White, Danny Amendola, Patrick Chung. You know, there's that whole battle for depth spots, and it's not just what you do on the first three downs. We know with Bill, it's what you do on the fourth down, and we got a lot of that tonight.
Andy, your fans are waiting. I'll let you go sign autographs.
Yeah,
thanks so much for your time.
Sharpie, you got one with you?
For Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly, I'm Bob Soucy for Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.